tomorrow in Morning's Edition, Peaches.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Arnold for president. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger cannot run for president in 2008. No, he's not eligible, at least not right now. Born in Austria, he's barred by the Constitution, but that could change. An amendment introduced today in Congress by a fellow California Republican, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher's proposal, would allow anybody who's been a U.S. citizen for 20 years to run for president. That would include Arnold Schwarzenegger, bodybuilder, movie star, and governor of California. Schwarzenegger, who became a citizen in 1983, said he supports amending the Constitution so foreign-born citizens could run for president, but he hasn't really answered questions about whether he might want to run himself, saying he's focused right now on governing California. Utah's Senator, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, has also introduced legislation in the Senate similar to this bill. Constitutional amendments, of course, require passage by two-thirds of both the House and Senate, and then approval by three-fourths of the states. Could it happen? Congress says it's going to move quickly on reorganizing the nation's intelligence community, although the 9/11 Commission issued its recommendations well over a month ago. House leaders today promising action before the November 2nd election. Senate leaders saying they want a new intelligence director to control most of the nation's intelligence budget. Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, chairwoman of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, says without budget authority, we'd just be creating another level of bureaucracy. The 9/11 Commission recommended creation of a National Intelligence Director to control almost all of the nation's 15 intelligence agencies, saying they didn't work together very well to stop the September 11th attacks in New York City and Washington. A federal judge in New York ordering the government today to turn over Iraqi detainee records within 30 days, suggesting the government was acting as if it had something to hide. A federal judge gave Washington 1 month to release records related to the treatment of prisoners in Iraq. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein chastised officials of the government for moving at what he called a glacial pace in responding to a nearly year-old Freedom of Information Act request from the American Civil Liberties Union and some other organizations. He wrote in the decision, "If the documents are more of an embarrassment than a secret, the public should know of our government's treatment of individuals captured and held abroad." The U.S. military today saying they are planning to send hundreds of new troops to Afghanistan to increase security before the elections there next month. Military officials say the new deployment probably would be battalion strength, numbering several hundred troops going to Afghanistan. 12 election workers have been killed in political violence there this year, among 900 killed this year in Afghanistan. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dad, it's not yours and Mom's anniversary, is it?
I don't think
so. Oh, no, sweetie, it's better than that.
Get to Kohl's anniversary sale starting Friday for great savings, like 30% off all our new Apartment 9 sportswear for men and women, and 30 to 40% off Mrs. Career sportswear. Everything for baby is 25 to 40% off, and all fall candles, frames, and accent rugs are 50% off.
Anniversary.
Aw, jeez.
Well, she's your mother.
Fit your wallet, schedule, style.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, the hits just keep on coming. Former Senator Bob Graham is going to tell us what's right about our intelligence establishment. No, he's not. He's going to tell us what's wrong, too. Because before we light any candles, it's important to give the darkness of the Bush administration a thorough cursing. Cursing the darkness on the Al Franken Show.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The court is now in session. Good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you mucho por joining us esta noche. Me llamo Miguel the reason I'm doing that, of course, is because Bush addressed the Latino community, certain selected members of that community, at his annual Hispanic Heritage Month Amore Fest in the White House. We have some sound for you later on in the program from that. That is, I love to listen to George Bush speak Espanol. It is muy loco, muy loco, más loco. Anyway, we have that coming up a little bit later in the program. Also, welcome, Atlanta Truth Seekers. We are on 1690 WWAA here in the Atlanta area, our newest affiliate to the Air America Radio Network. They are growing by leaps and bounds. What are we now, up to 30? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's a clear indication of the astute management of this network. Suck, 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 suck. No, I'm serious. It really is. Anyway, Air America is now in, it's called Air Atlanta, 1690 AM. I hope you're enjoying all the Air America programs here in the Atlanta area. And do join us every evening. We're going to do this, just like the old WSB days, right? 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 hours of fun and frivolity here in the Atlanta area. If you are listening in Atlanta, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. Also, understand Petoskey, Michigan has 7:50 a.m. Petoskey. The cool, what is it called? Cool 750? So welcome to folks way, way, way up in the mitten of northern Michigan. How about that? Atlanta and northern Michigan all in one fell swoop. That's great. Did I mention the astute management at Air America that has put all this together? We do have some Jorge Bush en Español, Para Tu Esta Noche, and Why Darth Chaney is flipping out. He's getting more and more bizarre, berserk. I wonder if those clicking valves inside his heart are starting to distract him to the point where he's really talking some crazy stuff. And then, of course, Rumsfeld and the bomb makers in North Korea. So all in all, we have just a lovely evening planned for you here. By the way, the phone number here is 866-303-2270. That's for everybody, even folks here in Atlanta. 866-303-2270. Now, we used to get an awful lot of right-wingers here in Atlanta who would call me when I was on WSB and, try their damnedest to, get into a gunfight with me and always would lose. So if any of you right-wingers here in Atlanta want to take another shot at it, come ahead. It's been 8 or 9 years since I've been on the air directly here in Atlanta, and I know a lot of you have died, which is sad, I guess. You know, you're gone. But a lot of you are still alive, still hanging out, still looking for a reasonable, sensible, logical talk radio that you can debate. So give us a call if you feel like it. If you don't feel like it, I completely understand. I really do. I'm a very intimidating radio talk show host, so I know. Little update here on Lynn Goebel of Moulton, Alabama. She was the woman who last week was fired from her job at a company that makes housing insulation because she drove to work with a Kerry Edwards bumper sticker in the rear windshield of her Chevy Lumina. Remember we talked about this? The person who did the firing was the boss, the owner of the company, somebody named Phil Geddes. Doesn't it have something to do with Chinatown, Geddes? Was that the Jack Nicholson character, Geddes? I think it was, yeah. Anyway, Phil Geddes, who did the firing, owns the company and is, how do I say this for family radio, enthusiastic Bush supporter. Now, the irony is it wasn't Miss Goebel who did the proselytizing at Enviromate for her candidate, Kerry. It was the boss. Geddes distributed a flyer, I believe, in the pay envelopes of all the Enviromate employees explaining why they should vote for Bush, right? How about that, huh? Yeah. Let's put this out there in the slave quarters so when the slaves come in from the field, they can see exactly how the boss man feels about Mr. Bush. Isn't that kind of the master-slave mentality? I can put anything in your pay envelope I want to put, but if you put a bumper sticker on your car that is in opposition to what I believe in, I will fire your ass, huh? Yeah. Sure. We're familiar with that here in the South. And this did happen in Moulton, Alabama. So we know about that here. Huh? Yes, we do. We white people used to tell our black people, now y'all get out there and chop that cotton today. And when you finish chopping the cotton, I got some corn for you to pick. And when you finish picking the corn, let me see. What else? I want you to shoe up them mules. And when you're through doing that, then I want you to gather here on the front porch and sing me some of them old Negro spirituals that I love, me and the Mrs. Yeah, we're familiar with that here in the South. Anyway, the story of Miss Goebel, was picked up by a political weblog, spread quickly around the Internet. Well, this morning, Mr. Geddes, the white plantation owner, who so far had declined to comment publicly on the matter, apparently had had enough of the bad publicity, so through an intermediary, you know, he called in the overseer. Send me the overseer. I want him to go to the quarters and talk to my Negroes about the fact that the cotton ain't being chopped fast enough. So Mr. Geddes had an overseer come, and through the overseer, got in touch with Miss Gobble and said to her, Goble, and said to her, all right, you can come back, okay? Eh? But Miss Goble, who said she wouldn't return without some written guarantee that Geddes wouldn't turn around and fire again once she was out of the spotlight, said, no, I don't think so. What? You mean that Negro woman did not take her job back? She's not going to chop my cotton and take care of my hogs and shoe my mules? Well, what's up with that? Well, what's up with that is that Kerry himself phoned Miss Goble and told her that he was pleased and proud of how she had stood up and you know, for Kerry, just had a Kerry bumper sticker, and he said he'd heard about the story. And Miss Goble said, he read the part where my boss said I could either work for him, my boss, or go to work for John Kerry. So John Kerry said, you let him know you're working for me as of today. That's a great story. Now, I hope there's follow through, right? I don't know what is going to happen regarding what she's going to do. Working for John Kerry, but I hope there's follow-through, because can you imagine how the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, or that brain-dead rich boy who just hates welfare recipients, Neil Bortz, or the baby Jesus, Sean Hannity, imagine how they will attack this story if Senator Kerry doesn't follow through. So I hope there's great follow-through, all right? If he, when he gets elected, when Kerry gets elected, he ought to appoint Miss Goble the U.S. ambassador to Alabama. That would be a good job, because God knows Alabama needs an ambassador, right? Was that the music? Okay. I want to touch just quickly on the attack on Dan Rather. The right wing, when these kinds of opportunities for them to come up, and in this case is Dan Rather and the 60 Minute story, the right wing gets sexually aroused. Have you noticed that? They become, I don't know, it reminds me of when I was 14 or 15 and in high school. You know how sexually turned on you can get when you're 14 or 15 and you're in high school? Well, they're going after Dan Rather and CBS the same way that a 15-year-old boy starts to pursue a 15-year-old girl in high school. Have you noticed that? They get sexually aroused. It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing.
From 1996 to the year 2000, wages for almost all workers rose steadily and faster than the inflation rate. That hadn't happened since the long period of broadly shared income growth from 1947 to 1974. But here's a reality check. Since the year 2000, average family incomes have stopped growing. Total compensation levels are just slightly higher than they were 15 years ago. Even though today's workers are more likely to have attained a better education than their parents, many are paid about the same income. For example, a substantial portion of men who have a few years of college education will earn less than their fathers did. The solution to restore badly shared income growth is to return to policies that worked in the past. At the Century Foundation, we have ideas for enabling all workers to see their incomes grow faster than the cost of living. When we know the facts, we can find real solutions. Get informed. Visit the Century Foundation online at www.centuryfoundation.org. That's www.centuryfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Larry Meistrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s, and The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour. So, you know, election season is the, used to be called, I'm so old, I remember when it was called the silly season. You know, when politicians would get out there of all stripes and make their claims about what they were going to do if they were elected or reelected or whatever. And it was goofy and kind of, you know, kind of fun. And they would kiss the babies and they would go into the ethnic neighborhoods and eat ethnic food. What am I trying to say? Never mind. Beans and rice. Pierogies. I couldn't say it, Kathy. I'm sorry. It's the damn stitches. Yeah, my remaining 14 stitches. The pierogies and the kielbasa and the beans and rice and every. Oh, it's a silly season, you know, and there'd be all these picnics. UAW would have a picnic and the Chamber of Commerce would have a picnic and everybody. The silly. Well, not any longer. No, 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 no. There's no silly season. This is kill or be killed. This is open up as many arteries and veins in your opponent as you can. This is the politics of terminal, total destruction. Thanks to Lee Atwater and Newt Gingrich. Yeah, Republicans, Democrats didn't do this. Liberals didn't do this. You know, liberals like to have fun. Democrats like to, you know, let's go dance the polka. Okay, let's do that. Yeah, rieta, 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 ta, ra, ta, 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 ra, ta. You know, dance it. Let's go do folk dances. Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava. and look for votes. But the Republicans, they made it evil and sick and desperate and psychotic and nervous and jumpy and murderous. So now it's Dan Rather's turn. Ah! Top Republicans tried to tie the Kerry campaign today to disputed documents used by CBS News for a story examining President Bush's Vietnam-era service in the Texas Air National Guard, and they are calling for a congressional investigation. Kill Dan Rather! Burn down CBS! BlackRock! Kill him! Torches! Pitchforks! The network continues to maintain that the content of the story is true. Doesn't matter! Kill! In calling for a congressional investigation, California Representative Chris Cox. Do you remember him? He was the one that said, well, I'll tell you what, it's the Clinton administration that sold advanced technical data to the Chinese, and they're going to come back and haunt us and get us. And he called for an investigation, and they investigated, and guess what? They found out it was Republicans who did it, and it was major U.S. corporations that did it, and it wasn't the Clinton administration at all. And all of a sudden, Christopher Cox shut up and sat down, and nobody heard of him again. Until now. Christopher Cox said the network, CBS, has declined to reveal its source. In his words, despite the growing abundance of evidence that CBS News has aided and abetted fraud. The abundance of evidence? A charge that they didn't have superscript in 72 on a typewriter? Ooh! Burn Dan Rather! The chairman of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, a fellow Republican, Joe Barton of Texas, told Christopher Cox to take a deep breath, sit down, and be quiet. Barton said, well, a news organization's responsibility is to facts and truth, but the oversight of network news generally is a matter best sorted out by the viewing public and the news media. I do not personally believe these documents are legitimate, and it seems clear that the press and the two presidential campaigns are properly dealing with that issue. So if my good friend from California will shut the will shut up and sit down and just take a deep breath. Oh, my God, you mean there is a Republican who had the sense to say that? 40 congressional Republicans joined with House Majority Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri in a letter calling on the president of CBS News, Andrew Hayward, to retract the story. I wish I could be Andrew Hayward for just a few minutes so that I could say to the 40 members of Republican members of Congress, you know, go Cheney yourself as many times as you possibly can. Just Cheney yourself over and over and over again, okay? The silly season? Are you that old? Do you remember the political season was called the silly season? And the Democrat would get out there and say yada, 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 and the Republican would get out there and say yada, yada, yada. And then everybody would go home, and 78% of us would go to the polls on election day, and we would vote in a Democrat if we lived in Toledo, Ohio. And we'd vote in a Republican if we lived in Albany, New York. And then 2 years or 4 years later, the Democrat would say yada, 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 and the Republican would say yada, 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 and then we would vote in a Republican if we lived in Toledo, Ohio, and a Democrat if we lived in Albany, New York. We would just reverse it, and back and forth it went like that, and back and forth, and everything was fine, and the country was getting along, unless you were a person of color, but you didn't count. And, well, if you were white in America, everything went good because it was the 50s, and then we killed Kennedy, and it all stopped. So that's where we are now. We want to see Dan Rather. We want to see his head on a pike. We want to see his arms ripped off and put on the east end of the Brooklyn Bridge and his legs on the west end.
Does the Brooklyn Bridge run east and west?
We want blood! We want death and destruction! How dare you suggest that our dear leader was a coward and a sneak and a deserter? Just because he was, how dare you?
We voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
There's a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we're a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It does not use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It is a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you're tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate.com. That's Theradate.com. For unlimited time, it's free to join our totally unique service.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife, Cheryl, on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband, Patrick, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Thursday's Morning Sedition. The war in Iraq is President Bush's best hope for winning the election, even though he's losing the war. We'll talk to the former Defense Department Middle East expert about how Bush is letting down the military in Iraq, plus President Bush's war on the environment and how you can stop his latest assault. That and our weekly peek at Jesus' schedule, Rapture Watch, on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
27 before the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. And again, welcome to... what do we have right now in Atlanta this time of the night on talk radio? We have WGST that has this mortally wounded Phil Hendry. This poor bastard who's like... He reminds me of a duck with a broken wing that just keeps going... And with one foot nailed to the floor, just keeps going round and round and round and round. I mean, he's got a funny thing that he does. Over and over and over again. I mean, you know, the first nine times you hear it, it's like, hey, that's pretty funny. You know, but he's been doing it for 9 years now, and it's like, oh, Jesus. And then on WSB, you've got, you know, the most asinine youngster in, he's not young anymore, he's getting old, he's going to have a heart attack pretty soon. Sean Hannity, the baby Jesus, is what Bortz refers to him as. I bet when Clinton went in for his heart bypass, Sean went, damn, maybe I better do that too. Oh, well, now you have a third choice here on 1690 WWAA here in Atlanta. Check it out. Huh? Okay, Russell is calling from New York. Russell, welcome to the program. How you doing, Russell?
Hey, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I'd like to welcome Atlanta Air America.
Hey, they love you for doing that.
I have a little issue. I think CBS should be called the Fall Network, and I don't mean the season. they neglected to air the Move On spot, and they pulled the Reagan program, which HBO probably picked up. And it seems like they're the Fall Network for the White House. You know, the White House didn't miss a beat to set up an investigation on the CBS Dan Rather, but took forever to get the 9/11 Commission authorized. And they've never investigated the outing of Valerie Plame.
Right.
And now Dan Rather is starting to back off. He's backing off his story after he stuck to his guns for about a week.
Well, you know, the Bush family has a deep and abiding contempt and hatred for the news media, but especially for Dan Rather. Do you remember back in, was it in the run-up to the 92 election? And it might have been 88, when Dan Rather interviewed George Herbert Bush. And they almost got into an argument on Dan Rather's program, which I believe was just the CBS Evening News. And Rather insisted that Herbert Bush answer the question, and Herbert refused, and it got a little testy. So he's been on the out list with the Bush crime family for, 18, 19 years. They just don't like him. Dan Rather's a real Texan. And, George Walker Bush is this little rich boy who moved down there and said, hey, I'm going to wear cowboy boots and drive around, but keep them damn horses away from me. Keep them damn horses away from me because they scare me.
So I guess that's why CBS decided to put Dan Rather on the story rather than one of their other anchors.
Well, that's a good point, because he has the geek and freak factor locked with the Bush family, and they would be they would certainly turn loose their little whores in Congress to go after Dan Rather.
Absolutely,
which apparently has happened, but I don't think it's going to go very far. But here again, we have another diversion. We have something else to talk about. You know, we had John Kerry's war record, and now we have Dan Rather. In the meantime, this deserting, cowardly, sneaky criminal George Bush continues to slaughter in Iraq, continues to destroy the economy, continues to have a miserable record with the Texas Air National Guard that nobody wants to talk about. Oh, that was 35 years ago. Can't we get past that? Oh, for Christ's sake, can't we just move on? My God. And again, he gets away with it. So here we are again. Now we're going to talk about Dan Rather. You know, it's just astonishing, isn't it?
I'd rather not talk about Dan Rather.
Oh, I know. I know. And I don't mean you and I, because we'll focus a little bit on it here.
It was a little pun there, Rather.
Yeah, but I'm
not.
Sorry, it blew right by me. But you look at the cable talk networks right now, and they're treating the Dan Rather a document story the same way they did Gary Condit and Chandra Levy, the same way they do any kind of salacious story like that. They're sick. These bastards are sick. MSNBC, CNN, Fox, all of them. They're just sick.
I know. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. It just smells. The conspiracy suggests a hidden agenda, and I just think they're doing it Oslo style. They're just going in and taking the screen in midday.
Well, if you take deep enough breath, you can smell Karl Rove.
Oh, it's definitely Rovanian.
Yeah, all around the story.
Yeah,
so.
And it's what a nice little diversion this week to take the focus off the Kitty Kelly book coming out.
Sure, absolutely. It's amazing. You know, if John Kerry thought that he was going to go to a knife fight, and he packed up a couple of switchblades. Boy, I'm telling you, these people were waiting for him with AK-47s.
No doubt.
I kind of feel sorry for John because apparently he didn't understand how evil and vicious and sick the Bush crime family is. They'll kill anybody, either figuratively or literally. They'll kill anybody that gets in their way. Any group of people, any individual, any ethnic group, any religious group. They will buy back the Nazis. If it means killing 6 million Jews, well, that's too bad. We got to make the money. This is an evil, evil, evil family, and they will stop at nothing. And I think John Kerry is realizing the kind of slime and sludge and filth he's up against. And I think he's starting to realize he's got to fight these people on a little bit on their turf. He has to.
Yeah,
he's
definitely going to come out punching pretty soon. He's going to have to. But, we just watched a little bit of Fox News begrudgingly just because we don't want to watch any more about this hurricane. And they were saying on Fox News how, this CBS Dan Rather thing's got to be heard in the Kerry campaign. And, Kerry had nothing to do with this.
Well, but that was Fox's. They fulfilled their part of the deal. They link, even in a sentence or two, or a couple of these psychos that are on Fox Network, they link the Kerry campaign with the Dan Rather show and the documents that I believe. I don't think there's any doubt. Bush did what he did.
Yeah.
But they make the linkage, and then I'm sure the pig man and the baby Jesus, when they're on radio 6 hours a day, I'm sure they make the link. So once again, the American public, stunned and dazed, walks away thinking, John Kerry sat up late at night with a computer and made up these fake documents, and it's the same thing as Saddam Hussein led the attack on America on September 11th. This is how they operate. This is how they do it, Russell.
That's right. I think that if they were to look, if Dan Rather really gave up his source, it would go right back to the White House, I mean, it would probably go to Karl Rove's secretary who forged. I mean, I have all these conspiracy theories, but I mean, it's not really a conspiracy. They're doing it right in front of our eyes. And
yeah,
we're just
I hear you.
Watching.
Russell, thanks.
Michael,
man.
Do you mind if I mention one thing?
Go ahead.
This weekend, our neighbor, we have a Malachi McCourt's our neighbor up in Pennsylvania, and him and John Kerry's sister, Peggy Kerry, are holding an event up in Matamoros, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
This Sunday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Best Western Hotel in Matamoros, PA.
What is it? A fundraiser? A meet and greet? What?
I think it's a meet and greet. There's going to be music, and Malachi's going to, of course, do his little humorous political jabs.
And this is in Matamoros, PA?
Matamoros, PA. And I've got a number if your listeners want to call the number.
If you can put the number out, but just realize there are a lot of lurkers who listen to this program who are real psychos. But if you want to put it out, go ahead.
I'll give it out.
Okay.
570-775-9379.
And what's that number?
That's the number, I guess, to the. It just says call info for information.
Oh, for information.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not Malachi's home number.
No, I hope not. Okay, thanks, Russell.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
All right, sir. Take care. The only disagreement I have with Russell, Karl Rove is Satan on Earth right now. Satan, according to Christian mythology, can break himself into lots of little pieces. Dick Cheney is Satan, Karl Rove is Satan, who else is Satan? Putin is Satan. Separatists who took over the school in southern Russia and killed all those kids, they are Satan. The people doing the beheading in Iraq, I'm sorry, but they're Satan too, So Karl Rove, the satanic, his satanic master, Karl Rove, knows that there are limits. I don't think, this is where Russell, I would disagree with Russell a bit. I don't think Karl Rove set this up. I think Dan Rather got the documents in a legitimate way. And I frankly think that the documents are legit. I think they either are legit on the face of them, you know, prima facie evidence, it is because it is, or they represent, and I don't necessarily believe this, represent the truth. I think these documents are real, and but there's a tipping point, especially in our culture. And this is where media and the Bush crime family borrows from the Nazis. If you push the big lie enough, and the Soviets borrowed from the Nazis too. You know, the Nazis were just absolute geniuses. But if you push the big lie enough, if you say it enough times, if you have enough people repeating it in the so-called echo chamber, eventually, hoi polloi, that's you and me, believe it. It becomes fact. Well, why? Because everybody's talking about it. It must be fact. Now, one of the people who saw through that, of course, was Mark Twain. And before him, Abe Lincoln. You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, yada, yada, yada. But we are a society that, you know, we're a fast food nation, and it doesn't make any difference if that refers to McDonald's or McNews. We are just fast food. You know, give it to me. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Hey, did you know that John Kerry sat up all night on a Microsoft Word program and wrote up these documents? And guess what? Did you know that Saddam Hussein got in one of those planes, the one that got away, and led the attack on this country on September 11th and had nuclear bombs ready to come over here and drop on us with balsa plywood airplanes? Did you know that? That's how it works. And Rove knows this. And the right wing knows this. So we've reached the tipping point. Dan Rather must die! He must! He must be stripped of his power and authority! Down with Dan Rather!
Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free, informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an ebook available for download via the Internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599. Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free, informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an ebook available for download via the Internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Minutes before the hour. Rick is calling from L.A. Rick, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I want to talk to you about what you were saying after the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
Because this whole thing about Dan Rather and about the whole mess of information thrown up in the air, kind of like a that flak that goes into the air for any aircraft.
Right.
Yeah. Samuel Delaney, who's a great writer, wrote something about the fall of civilization is not going to be the lack of information that we have. It's the excess of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And how people cannot separate the real wheat from the chaff. You know,
right.
And we've nurtured a civilization of people who are not literate, who aren't curious. A lot of people that reflect the president, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any reason to wonder why this gentleman is in power. You know, we've reared people that are basically like him.
That's true. That's true.
My issue is, how do we get past that? How do you make up for people who had a public school education that really didn't teach them how to question authority? You know, when you and I were in high school, questioning authority was actually a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. I grew up in that era when, but I will guarantee you that authority was constantly questioned.
Mm-hmm.
Until they started shooting us down in the streets.
That's true.
No, I understand what you're saying. Let me just cite a couple examples that I'm sure you can really get your teeth into. Two words. Tell me what happened to it. Kobe Bryant. What happened? That's all you would hear on your television. I don't care where you went. I don't care what network. I don't care what cable. Kobe Bryant. They had bulletins. They had reporters standing on the courthouse steps. Okay, let me give you another example. In the four or five months just prior to the attack on this country, September 11, 2001, Gary Condit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you heard. Chandra Levy. What happened? They've all these people disappear. Now, right now, it's Lacey Peterson and Scott Peterson. For a while, it was Martha Stewart. This is not news. This kind of stuff It's not news. Michael Jackson. What happened to the Michael Jackson? Wasn't he charged with child rape? No. Was it murder? No. Treason? No, wait a minute. He burned down Disney World. No, wait a minute. What was it that Michael Jackson did? And why do we give a tinker's damn? This is what has happened. The tabloidization, whatever you want to call it, of news for CNN. Wolf Blitzer tossing to Candy Crowley, who's standing outside Neverland, to give us a report on Michael Jackson's penis. Or whatever it was. I don't remember what it was. Or Kobe Bryant's accuser, who all of a sudden, wait a second, she had somebody else's semen up in there. That's where we are. And that's why we have people who will say, yeah, well, Saddam Hussein got on one of those planes with Dan Rather and bombed America. I think that's the point you're making, right, Rick?
Yeah, very much so. I think that the next president is going to be elected.
The last president.
Yeah. Realistically, it will be, because it'll be the cult of personality that wins, and we're not picking the contestants.
Yeah, it's not a very pretty picture. Rick, I got to move on.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, Rick hits the the nexus of I think the nexus of the problem that we can all agree on, the intersection of the stupid stuff. You know, when you have somebody like Joe Scarborough. Here's a guy who retired from Congress, decided not to seek re-election, which very seldom happens. You know, these thugs get in there, especially Republicans. They want to hold on because they know they can make a fortune. They can make all kinds of money. But here's a guy who got out of Congress right after a corpse was found in his office, one of his young female staffers. And the coroner who investigated said, oh, well, she died of natural causes, is a coroner who's totally discredited. She wound up in the Florida panhandle, or she or he, hell, I don't even remember anymore, because he or she had been totally discredited in other jurisdictions where he or she had worked. So the story ends right there. That's it. End of story. Now, you may say, well, wait a second, Mike. Were you just talking about all the bullcrap about Gary Condit? Joe Scarborough, Gary Condit, they're both members of the... Yeah, but Gary Condit does not have a television program on MSNBC. And nobody died in his office. But that's how it goes. You have Oliver North, a convicted felon, a person who committed treason against this country. Has his own... a program, a radio, television, I don't know, and they always go to him. Well, he's the go-to guy when you want to talk about, you know, how much, Jesus was a general in the army of, I don't know, against Satan or something. You know, there's Oliver North. This is, and then you have, who's the other guy? Who's the other convicted? The Watergate guy, that convicted felon who has his own radio talk show. G. Gordon Liddy. Yeah, well, I would kill my mother if my president asked me to, because I'm a robot. I'm not human. And what do they talk about? They talk about Dan Rather, who obviously led the attack with Saddam Hussein against this country on September 11, 2001, when 956,000 people were butchered. And the liberal media covered up all but 3,000 of the deaths. That's how bad that was, right? How in the hell is somebody supposed to make an informed decision? Now, in the meantime, the real stories, like Donald Rumsfeld, our acid-tripped-out Secretary of Defense, who was on the board of directors of the technology giant ABB, a French company, when it won a deal to supply North Korea with two nuclear power plants in early 2000. And they made a $200 million profit. And Donald Rumsfeld, who's the Bush administration's most strident hardliner on North Korea, was a member of that board between 1990 and February 2001, when he left to take up his current post. Donald Rumsfeld has money in his pocket, money in his stock portfolio, from selling nuclear producing or nuclear bomb producing equipment to North Korea. Why do we talk? Why not talk about that? No, let's talk about Dan Rather. Let's talk about Dan Rather and 60 Minutes. Jesus. We'll talk about that when we come back, and also some Jorge Bush in Espanol, para tu esta noche. Stay with us, eh?
By the way, thanks for helping me move these boxes.
No problem. Glad to help. Hey, go ahead. Put another one on there.
Okay, but careful on those stairs. Oh, you can't even see.
Okay, you leave that to me. Just tell me when I'm getting close.
You're close.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does, United Healthcare, offering health planning tools to fight rising costs, a 24-hour nurse line, and preventive healthcare solutions. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Iraq, beyond embarrassing. Senate Republicans today denounced the Bush administration's slow progress in rebuilding Iraq, saying the risks of failure are great if it doesn't act with greater urgency. Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska said, quote, "It's beyond pitiful. It's beyond embarrassing. It's now in the zone of dangerous." He's referring to figures that show only about 6% of the reconstruction money approved by Congress last year has actually been spent in Iraq. Senator Hagel said, "It does not add up, in my opinion, to a pretty picture, to a picture that shows that we're winning, but it does add up to this, an acknowledgement that we are in deep trouble," unquote. Hagel, the committee chairman Richard Lugar, Republican of Indiana, and other committee members have long argued, even before the war, the administration plans for rebuilding Iraq were inadequate and based on overly optimistic assumptions. Republican Senator Lugar said, quote, "Our committee heard blindly optimistic people from the administration prior to the war and people outside the administration." He says he calls them the dancing in the street crowd. "They just simply will be greeted with open arms," Lugar said. "The nonsense of all that is apparent. The lack of planning is apparent." John Kerry today criticized George W. Bush's economic record, saying Bush created, quote, "more excuses than jobs and abandoned the middle class." Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, Kerry said the president's insisting his record is just the result of bad luck, but the Democrat says bad decisions are really to blame. Kerry said his is the excuse presidency. He says Bush's desk isn't where the buck stops, it's where the blame for other people begins. Three Americans, led by a former Green Beret who boasted he had Pentagon support, found guilty today of torturing Afghans in a private jail. They've been sentenced to prison. A three-judge panel unanimous in convicting the former soldier, Jonathan Adema, his right-hand man, Brent Bennett, on charges of entering Afghanistan illegally, making illegal arrests, establishing a private prison, and then torturing their captives. They've been sentenced to 10 years. Edward Caraballo, cameraman who was making a film about the war on terror, got an 8-year term. Four young Afghan accomplices sentenced to terms ranging from 1 to 5 years. Adema, who has a previous fraud conviction, claimed to have had high-level support from the Pentagon and Afghan officials in his efforts to hunt down terrorists. A top Republican in Congress wants an investigation into the documents used by CBS in the story about President Bush's service in the National Guard. Some document experts question whether the memos are fraudulent. One memo indicated Bush didn't follow orders to take a physical, and the commander was being pressured to boost Bush's performance ratings. A CBS News official says, quote, "We continue to believe in this story." This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hey, over here, it's me, with a cable offer as sweet as my grandma's cheesecake. We're talking about a $9.95 installation of DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable with access to more than 250 channels. And this month, DTV talks with a New York accent. Look what you got. Nine innings from Ground Zero on HBO, Growing Up Gotti on A&E, and Whoa, Cooking in Brooklyn on Discovery Home. All you gotta do, call 1-800-OK-CABLE, and you get installation of DTV for just $9.95. Order HBO or Cinemax, and your first month is free. On top of that, you'll get a 30-day free trial of HBO On Demand or Cinemax On Demand. Watch premium channel programming anytime you want, with the power to pause, rewind, and fast-forward. You can't do that with satellite. So look, just do it. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE. Don't miss out. Get the cable. 1-800-OK-CABLE. Offer expires 9/30/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One Services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dad, it's not yours and Mom's anniversary, is it?
I don't think...
Oh, no, sweetie, it's better than that.
Get to Kohl's anniversary sale starting Friday for great savings, like 30% off all our new Apartment 9 sportswear for men and women, and 30 to 40% off Mrs. Career sportswear. Everything for baby is 25 to 40% off, and all fall candles, frames, and accent rugs are 50% off.
Anniversary.
Aw, oh, jeez.
Well, she's your mother.
Fit your wallet, schedule, style.
Mandy Rhodes.
And it's funny when you talk to a genuine conservative with whom I disagree on any number of social issues. We all feel that Bush has invented a new political party that has not yet been named, that doesn't represent people, that operates in secret, that feels free to lie to the Senate, feels free to lie to the House over large issues like war and peace. This president is neither Republican nor conservative, and nobody feels comfortable with it.
Mandy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6 and a half past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Again, we'd like to welcome our latest Air America affiliate, WWAA 1690 AM in Atlanta. It's nice to be on a hometown radio station for the first time in 8 or 9 years. So to all of you who are listening to the program via WWAA 1690 AM, hi. And don't forget, the station carries all of Air America Radio Network's programming. So start with Morning Sedition and just work your way through. It's a real feast. And then you can wind up with us here at night. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. A couple of more calls, and then I want to get to Rumsfeld and to Jorge Arbusto, who este día spoke to the Latino community, or at least the ones who could get a ticket to, was it at the White House? Is that where he spoke? For its Hispanic Heritage Month once again, You know, February is reserved for the Negroes, and September is reserved for the Latinos. And let me see. The Native Americans don't get anything. What do the Jews get? The Jews get anything? I don't think so. The Italians? No, they don't get anything. What about the Catholics? Do they get anything? Well, that'd be the Italians. Yeah, that's right. Every Friday is... But anyway, so you know, the black folk get their turn in the barrel in February. We love our black people. anytime somebody accuses me of being a racist, I just point at Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice. And that shuts him up real quick because George, it's just so blatantly racist. You're such a freak. You really are. You're such a freak, but that's right. So anyway, it was the Latinos' turn in the barrel today. They get to they got to listen to all the good things that George is doing for the Latino community. What a joke. Anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. Susan is calling from Oakland Park, Florida. Susan, welcome to the program.
Buenas noches, Señor Molloy.
Buenas noches a tú.
Gracias.
De nada.
That's the extent of my Spanish.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I live in Southeast Florida.
Yeah.
I can understand more than I speak.
I hear that.
Let's not talk about Van Rather.
All right.
Let's talk about the documents.
Yes, let's do.
There was, and I apologize for the static that I'm sure you can hear, but that's a holdover from Hurricane Francis.
Yeah, we got you. We got you good enough.
Okay. Tonight on 60 Minutes 2, there was a follow-up report on the documents.
Right.
Van Rather interviewed a woman named Marion Carr Knox, K-N-O-X.
Uh-huh.
Who describes herself as Colonel Killian's right hand during much of the 1970s. This is from the introduction to the story. She told us what the documents say is exactly what we reported.
Yeah,
she didn't type the memos. However, the information there is correct.
Right.
Bush was a spoiled rich kid who thought he could get away with anything and pretty much did. She knew him. She said he seemed to be having a good time while he was there. Of course, the rest of the country was at war in Vietnam, and people were getting killed, up to 58,000, but he was having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Dan Rather asked what was his attitude. She replied, well, that he really didn't have to go by the rules. The other officers with him would snicker about what he was getting away with. Bush didn't think he had to go by the rules that others did. And he could get away with anything without reproof. And if you go to CBS.com and click on 60 Minutes or 60 Minutes 2, you can probably see the video. I don't have a home computer. I go to the library. But you can see it. You can read a transcript. There probably is an expanded interview, which often happens with stories on television.
Right, right.
At CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part one of what I have to say about it. Part two is...
Well, let me interject.
Okay.
The problem here, Susan, and this happens in media, but especially in news cycles. You know, we have a news cycle. It used to be a news cycle about, I don't know, every 24 hours. Before that, it was once a week. Before that, maybe once a month. And things are so speeded up now. The real problem with this story is that all of a sudden it's so old. It's a week old. Everybody who has heard this story either already has their opinion.
So the attitudes are set in
granite. Say what?
So the attitudes are set in granite.
Yeah, they've made up their mind, and nothing. If Jesus himself came out of the clouds and said, well, Dan Rather's right. People like Christopher Cox would still demand an investigation, and who's the guy impersonating Jesus? You see what I'm saying?
So, and I'm sure they will come out and attack this woman who...
I saw the woman briefly on the CBS Evening News. She appeared to be an elderly lady, if I remember right. She's probably in her 70s. I would not be surprised, and I hate to say this, I wouldn't be surprised if she has a heart attack or a stroke within the next 4 or 5 days. I mean, that's what will be listed as, a heart attack or stroke. Maybe a car wreck. Maybe her house will catch fire. Maybe her dog will be found with its throat slit. But you don't cross the Bush family. You don't do it.
They were already working on it at whatever 8:15 or whatever time the story ended.
I'm sure they were. And besides, as you and I both know, Susan, you're not going to convert one of these neocons to vote for Kerry based on
facts
proof.
And evidence.
Yeah, facts and evidence of the truth about these memos. It's a waste of television time. It's a wag the dog to avoid covering the real issues, which are violence in Iraq, this crappy economy. You know, if the real issues were covered, it would take Bush down like a trailer in Hurricane Ivan. He would be gone. He would be blown away. But the media in this country will not do that. They are total whores. And now it includes the last guy standing to me was Peter Jennings, and he has gone down finally like the rest of them. It's and Ted Koppel. It's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
Especially Ted Koppel in my case, but I don't watch network news anymore. If I watch the news at all, it's Jim Lehrer on the NewsHour, BBC World News. I am blessed. That's not what I want to say. I am ecstatic not to have cable or any other form of other than broadcast television.
Yeah,
so I don't have to listen to the Hannitys and the Bill O'Reillys and all the rest of the people that you talk about and that I now know of only from listening to Air America.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It'll give you a long life and good health because listening to or watching these people is poison. However, it's like doing bad. Mainlining bad drugs. It's like you keep looking for a vein. When the veins in your arms collapse, you go for the ones in your legs. When they collapse, it's your ankles. When they collapse, you go for the veins in your eyelids. And you continue, or your ears, you continue to inject yourself with poison when you're a junkie, when you're a total dope addict. And that's what has happened to so much of us in this country. We are junkies, and we are taking bad drugs, and it's killing us individually, it's killing us as a society, but we will continue to look for those veins. When the eyelids collapse, then we go for the scalp. When the scalp collapses, then we go between the toes. When that collapses, we go for the genital area. So we're in bad shape, Susan. And
the
bless you.
The comfort is that half of us are not using those drugs or looking for those veins and arteries. And
that's good. I'm glad.
At least half of us.
I'm glad.
I don't
hope
think most of the other half are redeemable.
Yeah, I don't either. Susan, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call. No, there's nothing new here. No matter how this story turns out, there's nothing new with the document story. The media is going to cover these damn memos like they're going to make a difference in anyone's mind. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of effort. It's a waste of our collective consciousness. But what do you expect from American media? You know, what do you expect? When we watched that report the other night, I turned to Kathy, the original one. I turned to Kathy and said, you know, Dan Rather is toast. Dan Rather is toast because the Bush crime family's been gunning for him for about 14, 15 years. And this time, I'm afraid they're going to get him.
This is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car, and my gun. And the TV god watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV.
My name is Julia Butterfly Hill. And I'm an activist. With everything that's going on in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It is time to reclaim what it means to be an American and what it means to be patriotic. Use your mind, your money, your voice, and your vote. Even the smallest action changes the world. For more information, go to www.activismispatriotism.org.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Past the hour, does it matter to anybody? I mean, seriously, and this is a rhetorical question. It matters to you. It matters to me. But we are we don't set the agenda for what the American public talks about. We really don't. And what I'm getting at is Donald Rumsfeld, who was on the board of directors of this French-based company ABB when it bid for and won a deal to supply North Korea with two nuclear power plants. Now, this was back in the mid-90s. This was part of the deal that Clinton worked out. Clinton's idea, most sane people, the idea is to engage your enemy economically, do what Nixon did with the Chinese, do what Margaret Thatcher did with the Russians, do what Clinton did with the North Koreans. Okay? Now, the Bush idea is kill everybody. You know, just kill them. It doesn't matter. Kill American young men and women. Kill Iraqis. Kill Afghans. Kill. Because the Bush crime family are murderers. They're giggling, half-witted murderers. Rumsfeld, who is part of the Bush crime family, wanted to make some money. So he took advantage, as certainly everyone's entitled to do on in the global marketplace, of the deal that Clinton worked out with the North Koreans. And that was, look, we'll send you these light water reactors, and you can use it to generate electricity, because, you know, you live in the worst crap-ass hole on planet Earth, because all of you Kim Il crazies are destroying your country. They didn't really say that, but that's pretty much what the message was. And the idea was, it's not appeasement, it's not accommodation, it's trying to welcome somebody into the family of human beings. You know, maybe if we treat this thug like a human being, he will respond accordingly. And Clinton was working with the Chinese and the Vietnamese and the South Koreans and the Japanese and the people in that area in order to calm down Kim Il crazy. We sent who was Clinton's Secretary of Defense? Margaret. Who was Clinton's Secretary of Defense? Secretary of State. Madeleine Albright. Thank you. It's the stitches. It's the stitches. Madeleine Albright went over there, talked to Kim Il crazy. You know, he put extra elevators in his shoes because he wanted to be taller than Madeleine. Madeleine's not that tall, but she was taller than Kim Il crazy. So, you know, there's a policy of engagement. Bring this moron out into the light. You know, what happens when you shine a light on a cockroach? It freezes! Unless it can skitter off into the dark. So the idea was shine a light on Kim Il-sung and freeze everything. Make him freeze. And maybe we can deal with it. Well, it was working, except for one slight lump. And that was once the North Koreans realized, once Kim Il-crazy realized that what was going to happen when Bush took over, he decided, well, screw this. You know, I've got to have something to protect myself. I'm not going to be like these Iraqis. I want to be like Pakistan. I want to be like Israel. I want to be like France. I want to be like Russia. I want weapons because America's out of control. I'm crazy. I eat mud and bark and sticks and stuff. And, you know, I'm sick. I travel all the way to Russia on a train, and I have little horrors dance for me, and my people are all dying. But I don't care. I'm as crazy as Bush. And since I'm as crazy as Bush, I want nukes. So that's what he did. Now, Rumsfeld's company made about $200 million on this deal. The contract was to deliver equipment and services for two nuclear power stations at Kumho on North Korea's east coast. Rumsfeld was a member of the board between 1990 and February 2001 when he took up the position of chief killer in the Bush administration, chief killer of American servicemen and women, and chief killer of anybody else who gets in our gun sights. A spokesman for ABB told Switzerland's news and information platform, they call it Swiss Info. I'm sure you've been there, swissinfo.org. A spokesman for ABB told Swiss Info that Rumsfeld was at nearly all the board meetings during his decade-long involvement with the company when these decisions were made. Now, again, the contract was a consequence of that 94 deal between the U.S. and Pyongyang to allow construction of two reactors in exchange for a freeze on the North's nuclear weapons program. And North Korea revealed last year that, ha-ha, fooled you, dirty, rotten Americans! The Bush administration has repeatedly used the agreement that Clinton worked out to criticize the Clinton administration for being too soft on North Korea. As a matter of fact, Rumsfeld's deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, this American Zionist, this sick, sick thug, has been among the most vocal critics of the 1994 Weapons Accord. I wonder if Wolfowitz understands that his boss made $200 million on this deal. Now, weapons experts say that waste material from the two reactors could be used for these so-called dirty bombs. You know, they're non-nuclear explosions, but the result is they spread radiation over a fairly wide area. Now, I like what Swiss Info says here. Rumsfeld's position at ABB could prove embarrassing for the Bush administration, since while he was a director, he was also active on issues of weapons proliferation. You know, trying to stop weapons from proliferating, chairing the 1998 Congressional Ballistic Missile Threat Commission. Why? My question to Swiss Info and anybody else, why would this prove embarrassment for the Bush administration? This is what they do. They are murderers. They are killers. They are profiteers. They are merchants of death. An embarrassment for the Bush administration? They will clap him on the back. Cheney and Pappy Bush and Junior Bush and Colin Powell, they'll clap him on the back and say, "Hey, way to go, Donnie. Damn, 200 mil, huh? Woo-hoo! Hey, that's pretty slick. That's what you got to see what Cheney did."
I saw the ranch powder over the hill. I saw the frontline boys pop up their pills. Sing for the mess they find on their desert state.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Most people know me for my voice, or my songs, or my hair. But most people don't know that 4 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer, and it wasn't the type of cancer you'd normally associate with a rock star lifestyle. It wasn't lung cancer, it wasn't liver cancer, it wasn't skin cancer. It was thyroid cancer, a cancer that today is the fastest growing fatal cancer in men, and the fastest growing cancer overall among women, a cancer that can strike anyone at any time. And as a singer, a cancer that is especially scary. It can seriously affect the vocal cords. But luckily, early detection saved my voice and my life. Ask your doctor to check your neck for thyroid cancer, whether you sing in Madison Square Garden or just in the shower. If you want to learn more about thyroid cancer, visit the Light of Life Foundation at checkyourneck.com. This is Rod Stewart. Thank you.
This message was brought to you by Genzyme Corporation, proud supporter of the Light of Life Foundation.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis, because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Maturity Report.
All right, let's get back to the important stuff. The dessert I had was bread pudding.
Was there raisins in the bread pudding, or was it warmed?
Yeah. Mm.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Yeah. Was there like a hard sauce on that?
Hard sauce?
It's like a different, it's like a cross.
Like a creamy sauce.
Yeah, but there's like a crisp to it.
Yeah, I guess. This is like, we are now borderline probably one of the worst segments that we've ever had.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Oh my God! Kim Jong Il and George W. Bush, lock him in the room. Give him one nuclear bomb and two keys. Jesus, will you please play that again? This is the president of the United States, huh?
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Here, let me do another line. Ooh, damn, that's pretty good. Woo, where's my arsenal? Here, let me chop that up for you. Damn, you're going too slow. Here, wait a minute. Here. All right, Kim. All right, here. All right. Ah, damn! Give me one of them nuclear arsenals. Oh, my God. When you hear that, doesn't that make your blood run like icy cold? I want to have a nuclear arsenal at my disposal. Jesus. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You mentioned a little while ago about a knife fight, and it brought back a memory of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Do you remember the movie?
Yeah.
There was a scene in there. They were out in the field, and this big guy was coming at him with a knife. And I don't know whether it was Butch or Sundance, whichever. He says, before we have a knife fight, we got to establish the rules. Before we have a campaign with the Bush family, we got to establish the rules. First, there'll be none of this, and he kicks him in the...
Right.
And he said, none of this, and I don't remember what he did after that.
Chopped him in the throat or something.
Yeah, some such, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Kerry needs to know that he's in a knife fight with these guys, and he's got to establish the rules. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and that is bring a gun. You know, up against the bushes, you can't take anything for granted. You really can't. These people are so evil, so evil.
When you said that, that just came flashing into my head. That's not right at all. I was just going to, you were talking about, rather tangling with the bushes. And there was an article in the Chicago Tribune that originated with the Los Angeles Times that tells about how Rather went around with Papa Bush in 88 over the Iran-Contra.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than answer the question, he changed the topic to something that Rather did about walking off the set when he was cut off for a tennis match or something.
Oh, and, that was the interview I was referring to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The one.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really wild. This outfit is beyond belief. And if you want some bedtime reading, it's guaranteed to give you some nightmares.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Paperback book came out in 2003, last year.
Yeah.
Called Inside the Shadow Government.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Haven't read it, have heard of it.
I got halfway through. I know you don't like people to read, but just a couple of lines.
Okay, go ahead. What the hell, it's Marge.
FEMA, which is one of the agencies that was created by presidential executive Fiat, maintains a master arrest warrant and lists the persons to be arrested in the event of various emergencies. Among those people listed for arrest include opinion makers as journalists, television personalities, political activists, entertainers, and others who might be able to influence people's reaction to a crisis.
Is Al Franken's name, Randy Rhodes' name in there?
Well, I haven't found it yet, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, well, I think Randy Rhodes and Al Franken, they're rabble-rousers, man. They ought to be arrested. Me, on the other hand, I just sit here and do a little old talk show at night. So I,
you know, but I mean, this covers all kinds of presidential executive orders. That's what
right.
I'm looking for.
Right.
And it goes back and it lists quite a few of them. And I guarantee you, you know, the more you read,
Yeah, I know. I don't have any doubt about this stuff, Marge.
No.
If you talk about it in the daylight, you know, people point at you and cross the street to get away. Because you know, it sounds like internet conspiracy talk. But yeah, I'm well aware of this. Al Martin, who used to be on this program, the guy that wrote the Conspirator, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider. We used to have discussions about this. There's no question that people who hate this regime and would try to bring it down, who work in media, are clear targets because there aren't that many of us. And, you know, when I've talked with my ex-colleague Peter Werby or folks like that, you know, this is something that we just, you know, we just, yeah, okay, sure, that's the way it goes.
If they can't control them immediately, they destroy them by, you know, challenging their sanity or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, and if failing that, they just lock them up.
Reading this,
I'm thinking of some of the stuff, you know, that Ollie North was planning, and it's in here, you know, the continuity of government, you've heard that?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, declare martial law, and all 50 states would be placed under military governors.
Mm-hmm.
And then these camps, if you want to call them that, were cleaned up, getting ready for any protests that would have come out of an invasion of Nicaragua by the United States military. The camps would then hold dissenters, and that's where they'll put Al Franken and Jeanine Garofalo.
One thing in here, though, that is a little bit different that I hadn't seen anyplace else, is that he has gives the addresses of some of these underground bunkers in Maryland, and I think there's one in Pennsylvania, and they said something about one out in California. And, jeez, you know, they're going to save the Bushies and the Cheneys and, you know, that crowd.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are just going to...
Don't worry,
whistle
Marge.
In the wind.
Don't worry, Marge. I have enough magic capsules. I've got one for you too. So when the time comes, just go to your mailbox, open up the little package for me, and there'll be a red or a blue capsule in there, and just bite into it, and everything's fine. Okay?
Very good.
Thank you, Marge.
Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll try to read that book eventually. I've got a reading list as long as my arm. I'm so far. I still haven't finished. What's the matter with Kansas? but I'm getting there, okay?
Well, this is just a little paperback, you know?
Okay, I'll get to it. Thanks, Mark.
So, take care.
All right, you have a nice evening. All right, let's do Bush here before we lose our listeners in New York. Bush today went through the annual ritual celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. He at the White House, they had something called Hispanic Heritage Month Concert and Reception. Now, back in 2002, you talk about hackneyed rhetoric. Bush said, during National Hispanic Heritage Month, I've joined with all Americans in celebrating this rich and diverse culture and encourage all citizens to recognize the important role of Hispanics in creating and building this great nation. Now, instead of helping Hispanics create and build in the last 2 years, the Bush economy has devastated Hispanic Americans. Under Bush, the unemployment rate for Hispanics has jumped 20%. Median household income for Hispanics has plunged. It goes on and on. In that regard, Latinos are not too much worse off than, relatively speaking, than whites or African Americans. We all have taken it in the chops, you know, unless you're in the wealthy class. If you're in the wealthy class, you got a maid, so you know, you're not listening to this anyway. But anyway, let's do some Bush. Here he is at his annual Amore Fest with the Latino community. I love it when Bush speaks in Espanol and thinks it's a big deal. How many languages does the Teresa Hines Carey speak? 30? And here, Manor Monkey thanks the 200,000 Hispanic American soldiers fighting for his oil in Iraq. That takes a lot of, oh, what's the Spanish word? Oh, that's right, cojones.
Bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca. Thanks for coming. Laura and I are thrilled to have you here. We welcome you to the to observe Hispanic Heritage Month. People often talk about the Latino culture. Here's how I'd like to describe it. Faith in God.
Woo!
Commitment to family.
Woo!
And love of country.
Woo!
This moment in history, America is depending on the unselfish dedication of patriots.
Yeah.
Today, there are almost 200,000 Hispanic Americans serving in the armed forces.
Hispanic Americans? Bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca. He always gets in that Casa Blanca. Huh? He thinks that's a city in Tripoli. Okay. Now, in this next bite, he thinks he's a diversity president since he's got two African-Americans and a couple of Latinos on his staff. Woo!
I want to thank the embajador de Colombia, también de México, y el nuevo embajador de España. Welcome to
Wait,
David
stop
White
it,
House.
Stop it, stop it, stop it. Y el nuevo what de España? He's trying to say embajador? He's trying to say, I want to thank embajador de Colombia también de México y el nuevo, and the new ambassador from Spain. That's what. Listen to this. Start it over again. Listen to this.
I want to thank the embajador de Colombia también de México y el nuevo embajador de España. Welcome today to the White House for the credentialing ceremony. I want to thank the three ambassadors for coming. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Al Gonzalez is my lawyer.
Condoleezza Rice is my...
He is the White House counsel to the president.
Yeah.
Ruben Barales is the director of intergovernmental affairs.
Ruben.
I'm naming people that work in my administration. I think it's important to promote a diverse administration. To welcome all cultures.
Ruffles have ridges. Al Gonzalez is my lawyer. He is the White House counsel to the president. Jesus. I want to thank embajador de Colombia, también de México, y el nuevo. See, when he gets to a word he can't say, like he can't say embajador twice, so he says, y el nuevo blah, blah, de España. Jeez, this guy is just... This would be funny, except for the fact he's a giggling murderer. Are you just playing that, or do we have to break? Oh, we have to break. I thought you were just playing. I thought this was mood music. All right, we got a couple more when we come back. Stick around. This is really good stuff. I mean, this is great stuff. Me llamo Miguel Malloy. Este es el americano. Ah, hey,
hey. Antes de que usted vuelta quiero decirle que Bush ha vendido su alma. Gana dinero, Jorge Bush gana dinero. Gana dinero, Jorge Bush gana dinero. Mi verso es...
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerke, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-581-4641. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-581-4641. 1-800-581-4641.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you could transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The only thing Jorge accomplishes in the annual Hispanic ceremonies is that he can babble incoherently in two languages. That's what he demonstrated. It is beyond embarrassing, but what the hell. The people in the audience here were laughing at him. Okay, back to that audience. Bush is praying about Hurricane Ivan with his hermano, Jeb Bush Arbusto. Wonder if that'll do anything. Dear God, I know I've said this before, but rain, go away. Come again some other day. Let's pray. Pray, make the rain go away.
I also want to say something as we gather about Hurricane Ivan.
Yeah?
I talked to the governors of Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. También mi hermano. El gobernador de Florida. I told them the people of this country, I told all four governors, the people of this country are praying for their safety. We pray that the storm passes as quickly as possible.
Now, what he doesn't understand, every time he tries a phrase in Espanol, they laugh at him. También mi hermano. Oh, you are so muy estúpido, Jorge. Caramba! Tu muy estúpido! El chimpa! No speech to a group of minorities is complete with this guy without a few scraps about his education program.
You know, I don't think these people would applaud so much if they knew the truth about his Texas miracle and how his educational reforms have cost low-income Latinos programs like Head Start and after-school care. It's all gone now. But here they are. No dejamos a ninguno niño atrás. No, porque. Oh, let him say it.
We should never allow a system to exist in where they walk into a classroom and say,
what?
This child can't read because of the color of their skin.
Who says that?
We want to know if every child can read and write and add and subtract early before it's too late.
Yeah.
We're going to stop this business by just shuffling children through school year after year without learning the basics.
Uh-huh.
We'll correct problems now. We're raising the bar. No dejaremos a ningún niño atrás. No child will be left behind.
Did you hear them all mumble right before they broke into that nervous, kind of embarrassed applause? The mumbling was, what did he say? What is this crazy crab man? This guy is out of his head. Here, try a little bit of this. Man, it's much better to listen to him when you are stoned. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. All right, here's the last one. Finally tonight, looks like Bush is still obsessed with people owning things in America, like homes. Just one more bit of fun with Jorge before saying, Buenas noches, mi amigos.
We want more people owning their own home.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing better than people opening up the door where they live and saying, welcome to my home.
How about sex?
Bienvenidos a mi casa. Thanks for coming to my piece of property.
Oh, yeah. Bienvenidos a mi casa. Oh, my God. Kathy, pick up the phone. See that little menu over there? The fajita place? Pick it up. Order something. Oh, wait. Never mind. I've got stitches in my mouth. Never mind. All right. Give me some guacamole, will you? God.
I remember David Letterman did a piece after he gave one of these Hispanic speeches a few years ago, and it was the top 10 names.
After Bush gave it,
yes,
yeah.
The top 10 names Vicente Fox, nicknames he has for Bush, and I remember the first one was Guacamoron.
Guacamoron, that's right, that was funny. Well, by the way, this is a public service announcement from all of us here at Air America. There are less than 2 months until the election, an election that would decide the next president of the United States. The man elected will be the president of all Americans, not just the Democrats or the Republicans. So to show our solidarity as Americans, let's all get together and show each other our support for the candidate of our choice. It's time that we all came together, Democrats and Republicans alike. So if you support John Kerry, please drive with your headlights on during the day. And if you support George Bush, please drive with your headlights off at night. Okay? Okay. That's good. That was a public service announcement from your friends at Air America. And Steph, who sent that to me. Steph, she writes, my 11-year-old son and 14-year-old daughter fall asleep listening to you every night. My son really likes you. He usually laughs when you make fun of Bush. Well, Steph, I hope the kids, I hope you gave him a real knee slapper tonight. Say hola to who? To Dwight? Oh, Dwight is calling from Atlanta. Dwight, hola. Bienvenidos a mi program.
Hola, Miguel. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. Gracias. ¿Y usted?
Bueno. Oh, bueno, bueno, bueno. What's up, man? ¿Qué pasa?
Hey, El Condor pasa. That's what pasa.
Okay, enough of that.
Yeah, I know.
So listen. Hey, man. So I've been listening to you guys.
Yeah.
And I understand you haven't had many calls from Atlanta.
Oh, you're the first one.
Is that?
I think very few people know we're on yet. Rodney Ho, that's his name, Rodney Ho, at the Journal Constitution, wrote a piece that we were going to be on, and he put it on the last page of the living section, where they no, it's the metro section where they list the obituaries, but we're on the last page of the living section, you know, back where they publish the corrections.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not surprised.
But
if I know Neil Bortz, he'll be on the air tomorrow talking about that stupid ass Malloy was on the air. So all the publicity we need will come from Neil Bortz.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you weren't paying attention, but never.
No, I wasn't. I was listening to the reverb on my internet.
Yeah, I can always tell. You can always tell when you get on the phone with somebody and you're just going on, and they go, yeah.
Anyway, I've enjoyed the program. I got to tell you, it's been hilarious. It's been hard hitting as well.
Well, tell your friends. Tell your friends, man. I'd like to have 5 or 6 listeners in Atlanta. You know, I mean, that would be fun to have at least 5 or 6.
You know, all the people that listen to Neil Bortz and Hannity and Rush down here. Mm-hmm. You know, they're obviously going to get you some free publicity. So.
Oh, I think so. When I used to be on this on WSB, you know, we always had bigger ratings than Hannity or Bortz. Mm-hmm. Not Rush. Rush, back in the mid-90s, that's when Rush was letting the world know that he was Christ's other brother. We'll pick up a big Atlanta audience here eventually. So,
yeah,
Dwight,
course.
I'm glad you called in, man.
Just want to let you know there's somebody out here listening to you.
Thank you, sir. Be a regular caller, okay?
I will do.
All right, take care. Yeah, we got to have at least 3 or 4 who will listen in Atlanta. I mean, this is... Oh, your mother's listening? Oh, well, that's good. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. Goodbye, New York City listeners. Pick us up on the internet. I love you. Yay, yo tamo, yo amo, que carimba, rabarca, barabar, chillero. Bienvenidos a mi casa blanca.
Let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes.
Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids? Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk,
and I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's Mickey Ovaltine shake.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shake.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine,
and I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Iraq, beyond embarrassing. Senate Republicans today denounced the Bush administration's slow progress in rebuilding Iraq, saying the risks of failure are great if it doesn't act with greater urgency. Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska said, quote, "It's beyond pitiful. It's beyond embarrassing. It's now in the zone of dangerous." He's referring to figures that show only about 6% of the reconstruction money approved by Congress last year has actually been spent in Iraq. Senator Hagel said, "It does not add up, in my opinion, to a pretty picture, to a picture that shows that we're winning, but it does add up to this, an acknowledgement that we are in deep trouble," unquote. Hagel, the committee chairman Richard Lugar, Republican of Indiana, and other committee members have long argued, even before the war, the administration plans for rebuilding Iraq were inadequate and based on overly optimistic assumptions. Republican Senator Lugar said, quote, "Our committee heard blindly optimistic people from the administration prior to the war and people outside the administration." He says he calls them the dancing in the street crowd. "They just simply will be greeted with open arms," Lugar said. "The nonsense of all that is apparent. The lack of planning is apparent." John Kerry today criticized George W. Bush's economic record, saying Bush created, quote, "more excuses than jobs and abandoned the middle class." Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, Kerry said the president's insisting his record is just the result of bad luck, but the Democrat says bad decisions are really to blame. Kerry said, "His is the excuse presidency," says Bush's desk isn't where the buck stops, it's where the blame for other people begins. 3 Americans, led by a former Green Beret who boasted he had Pentagon support, found guilty today of torturing Afghans in a private jail, and they've been sentenced to prison. A three-judge panel unanimous in convicting the former soldier, Jonathan Adema, his right-hand man, Brent Bennett, on charges of entering Afghanistan illegally, making illegal arrests, establishing a private prison, and then torturing their captives. They've been sentenced to 10 years. Edward Caraballo, cameraman who was making a film about the war on terror, got an 8-year term. Four young Afghan accomplices sentenced to terms ranging from 1 to 5 years. Adema, who has a previous fraud conviction, claimed to have had high-level support from the Pentagon and Afghan officials in his efforts to hunt down terrorists. A top Republican in Congress wants an investigation into the documents used by CBS in the story about President Bush's service in the National Guard. Some document experts question whether the memos are fraudulent. One memo indicated Bush didn't follow orders to take a physical, and the commander was being pressured to boost Bush's performance ratings. A CBS News official says, quote, "We continue to believe in this story." This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis, because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, the hits just keep on coming. Former Senator Bob Graham is going to tell us what's right about our intelligence establishment. No, he's not. He's going to tell us what's wrong, too. Because before we light any candles, it's important to give the darkness of the Bush administration a thorough cursing. Cursing the darkness on the Al Franken Show. Sugar.
Oh, honey, honey.
Welcome back. Final hour. Tonight's program, 6 past the hour. If you're just joining us, where in the hell you been? All right, we're going to do all phone calls this hour. The last thing I have to share with you here is from Bart Kopp. I'm sure you all go to bartkopp.com. If you don't, shame on you. You've got to go there. It's the best political parody site on the internet. There's just no question. The best political parody site of its kind. There are a lot of good sites, a lot of great sites, but bartkopp.com is unique. It stands alone. He's talking here the other night. I pulled this off his site. The other night, they're talking about the explosion last Thursday in Yangon province near the border with China. The blast left a crater big enough to be noticed by a satellite. And a source said, "We understand that a mushroom-shaped cloud about 2.5 miles in diameter was monitored during the explosion." That was reported to the Yonhap news agency, and Yonhap described the source as reliable. Yesterday, or Thursday, was the anniversary of the 1948 foundation of the communist regime in that country, and Kim Jong-il uses the occasion usually to bolster loyalty among the impoverished North Koreans. Either that or he shoots them dead. This is a real sick bastard. I mean, Kim Jong-il is probably... he's right up there with Ceausescu and Hitler and Bush and Pol Pot, Pinochet, take your choice, Idi Amin. Did I mention George Bush? Yeah, Kim Jong-il is right there. North Korea was contained. With the deal worked out in 1994 with the nuclear reactors sold to North Korea by Donald Rumsfeld's company, and the deal worked out to keep everybody happy by the Clinton administration, things were working. North Korea was contained just like Saddam Hussein was. Now, the neo-Nazi right in this country likes to say, well, Clinton appeased them. Clinton gave them reason to play ball. Bush threatened them into arming themselves. The Bush crime family can't earn any money with America at peace. There's got to be war, threats of war, or the Bush crime family doesn't make the kind of money it's used to making. And it goes all the way back, most notably back to the murderous regime of Adolf Hitler and the funding. Do you people not understand me? The funding of the Nazis by Prescott Bush. I don't understand how Israeli politicians, who are, after all, Jewish, how they can do business with the family of Prescott Bush, the man who provided the funds to build the furnaces at Treblinka and Bergen-Belsen and Dachau and Auschwitz, and it just goes on and on and on. I don't understand. North Korea was contained just like Saddam was. Bart Kopp writes, I wonder, the day North Korea issues their blackmail demands or they'll launch their missiles and destroy the biggest cities on our West Coast, will the American media declare that catastrophic day another example of the great leadership of George W. Bush? Yeah. So that's why, that's why I got into the thing about Rumsfeld, because we have no memory in this country. We have none. And American media makes sure that it's like doing scopolamine or Versed or whatever the hell these drugs are that you take before you have surgery, and it just it blocks your brain's, your mind's ability to retain memory. That's what the media does in this country. Who in the hell knows? Let me see a show of hands. How many people out there listening tonight know that Rumsfeld, sitting on the board of ABB, the French nuclear company, sold for a $200 million profit the means to manufacture this nuclear crap to the North Koreans back in the late 90s? How, can I see a show of hands? I don't see any hands. But how many of you know why Michael Jackson was arrested? We all know, I know, about the airplane that went to the private hangar. Where was that, at LAX? Where did they arraign him? Orange County? Butte, Montana? I don't know, but I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures. Jesus, help me. I saw the pictures of the plane in the private hangar and Michael Jackson coming out and shaking the sheriff's hands. I saw the pictures! But I haven't seen any pictures of the documentation of Donald Rumsfeld selling nuclear weaponry to the North Koreans. Oh, it's not nuclear weaponry. Oh, I see. That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. If I go to the store and buy potatoes and carrots and cabbage and beef stock, I don't really have soup. I've got to put it together. You're right. You're right. But we have no memory in this country. Not even last week, unless it's about Kobe Bryant. I can tell you more about Kobe Bryant than I can tell you about my brother in California. So the North Koreans explode a huge something. Jesus, what was it? Who knows? Nobody knows. You can see the hole from space. Mushroom cloud. Oh, let me see. Where's our crack intelligence, huh? Where's the CIA? Hello, CIA? This is Mike Bloy. I do a radio show for Air America Radio. I just wondered, do you have any idea what that big thing was over North Korea last week? Huge mushroom cloud, big hole in the ground, can be seen by satellites from space. Do you know what that is?
No, sir. We don't have any idea. We're containing terrorism in Iraq. Goodbye.
Click. Jesus. You know, you can go to these imaging companies that publish photographs online, and you can see the hole in the earth from space as a result of this explosion. But
oh, that's a yeah, no. Let's talk about Dan Rather. Dan Rather. Dan Rather must burn. He's got forged documents.
There's a hole in North Korea caused by something that they blew up. Imagine if that thing could be blown up in San Francisco. Phoenix, Santa Fe, Miami.
But let's talk about typewriter balls. Let's talk about font types. Dan Rather, that communist dog, that Kerry supporter.
But the North Koreans blew a hole in the earth so big you can see it from a satellite in space, and they used equipment sold to them by Donald Rumsfeld. Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, the man who okayed and ordered torture in Afghanistan, in Iraq, who sold weapons of mass destruction to Saddam Hussein. And we haven't impeached him. We haven't jailed him. We haven't thrown the son of a bitch in a prison and locked him up and thrown away the key. He is the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America. And we don't know anything about North Korea and the nuclear technology sold to them to Kim Il-Crazy by Donald Rumsfeld. But by God, I can tell you about Kobe Bryant. And I know that the National Hockey League may not have a season this year because the owners are locking out the players. Golly damn! Scopolamine and Versed. Those are the two drugs that MSNBC and CNN and Fox and ABC and CBS and NBC and CNBC and ABC and QXI and LLG and MNO and PQR, that's what they pump into the atmosphere. And you and I breathe it. And it's in our veins and it's in our brains and that's it. That's it. Sleep. Sleep. It's okay. I'm George Bush, and I approve this message. There was no nuclear event in North Korea, but Saddam Hussein had a nuclear arsenal, and he was going to fool me once. Shame on you. We're just trying to put food on our family. Won't get fooled again.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. For the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
I love that music. I would just like to just, some night we just have to do all Leonard Cohen. But Friday, it's going to be driving and crying, bumper music all night. But we'll do that some night. Okay, enough from me. 21 past the hour. Oh, no, don't tell me. George W. Bush is calling in again after I beat up on him like that. Hey, Arbusto, how you doing?
Hello, senior talk show Malloy. I'm George W. Bush, and I am this message.
Yes, yes, you are.
Earlier he played it. My Spanish is good, but I called my brother Jeb the Gubernador because I didn't know English for governor.
Yeah?
In all seriousness, I do believe in diverse peoples, and I also know where to put them.
Where do you put them?
You put them where they're best held, and we're coming up with lots of places for that.
Yes, you are. You've got places all over. Diego Garcia, Guantanamo, Syria, all kinds of good places. You're really good, Jorge.
You're talking a lot of names, but I don't really do geography too much. Ashcroft tells me you have a new station in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's true.
That's okay. I guess they got a lot of building to do after it got burned down.
Wait a minute. Who told you? Ashcroft told you?
That's right. He tries to keep me. I don't read a lot. It's very difficult. It goes slow.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be having a pretty good time at Hispanic Heritage a month or week or whatever it was at the White House today. Why do you speak such lousy Spanish?
Well, it's basically when I was taking Spanish, I was taking a lot of other things at the time that made it hard to learn.
I see. Well,
as your president.
Yeah,
I'd just like to ask your listeners.
Yeah.
As your president, I have four urgent points to make in this campaign.
Yeah, go ahead.
One, we won in Iraq, and we can still win. And finally, I am strong and resolute. Right. And I will find John Kerry and capture him.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. I appreciate you calling in, Jorge.
You have yourself a good show while it lasts.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thank you. You little weasel bastard. I didn't bitch on you. God. I didn't know Bush listened to this program. Sue is calling from Calgary, Canada. Hey, Sue, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Thanks for holding on for the past 2 hours.
I've been enjoying the show nonetheless, so it didn't matter.
Oh, good.
I was calling about the Dan Rather program, but I don't know if you were still talking about it.
Well, bring it up. Go ahead. What is it you want to comment about it? Absolutely.
Well, I was pleased to see it, to actually see a dissenting voice.
Mm-hmm.
And daunted at the same time, to see the aftermath, it amazes me how they shoot the messenger. I mean, what he's saying.
Sure.
I have not heard the White House come out with saying, hey, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
All they're saying is the documents they believe are a forgery.
Right.
But the word in them, the message, is sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting from it.
This is the genius, you see, of Karl Rove.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up on that. Some of us in this country pick up on that, the fact that the White House has not come out and denied it. But Karl Rove, being the satanic, demon-like genius that he is, Karl Rove tells Bush, shut up, don't say a word, stay above it. We have our friends out there in media and not in media who will gut Dan Rather. All we have to do is float above it like a big green fart. Or cloud, I'm sorry, like a big green cloud. And that's what Rove, so that's what we're watching. That's what we're all picking up on.
Well, it's sad because it's finally nice to see somebody in the media exercising his gonads, okay? The rest of them, they're walking around with their knuckles dragging on the ground. You got the people in the White House with their prehensile tails. I mean, if they get in again, just bloody well put some monkey bars in the back.
Might as well.
And be done with it because, I mean, it's the first time I'm watching evolution in reverse. and the whole thing, the world gets to see it too, and it's just like, good God, do they not see what in? I mean, this man is bloody dangerous.
I know, and it's amazing how about 40% of Americans understand that, and about 90% of the rest of the world, and I don't get that. I'm sorry, I just don't understand. I thought we had a certain level of if not sophistication in this country, at least a certain level of political awareness, mm-hmm. I thought, and apparently we do not.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If I want to get news, I have to turn off your American channels, just put on Canadian,
mm-hmm.
CBC, or the BBC from Britain.
Right,
that
right.
is the only way I can get, I don't mean to be a cliche, but the fair and imbalanced. I'm so used to hearing about the unbalanced.
I know.
And I don't get that channel, but I did order the Outfoxed, and I thought last week it came. And, oh, Lord, I've gone on a crusade passing it all about because I know many expats down here that are going to, or up here, I should say, mm-hmm. that will be voting in absentee.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been passing it to them because they went and got their satellite channel so that they could have that as well. And I'm like, well, that's just fine, but beware of what you're watching.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they are or if they care because some are dead set Republicans, and I know if I was in the States, I have to be honest, I'd be a Democrat. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it.
Sure.
I'm not wishy-washy enough to sit on a fence and be independent. And I don't know. I just know I'd be a Democrat because I believe in so many rights for people, just people's rights. If you want
sure.
to be
sure.
gay and married, go for it, you know, whatever. But
You must, from your political points of view, you must be Irish.
Very quiet. Why do you say that?
Because you sound like an Irish person. Irish people, it's been my experience. My family's Irish, some of them, and they have a deep and abiding respect for freedom.
Yes. Yep. And well, yeah, we've got half of the side is.
Sue, gotta go. Thank you, dear.
We all know the importance of...
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk.
It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Unfiltered.
They pulled Bob Dole out of the hell he was living in
exactly.
Time and yanked the Viagra out of his mouth long enough for Bob Dole to go, Bob Dole says, John Kerry didn't bleed. Bob Dole says, John Kerry should give back metal.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
Bob Dole always refers to himself in the third person, and it's incredibly bizarre.
Bob Dole says John Kerry can apologize to the veteran.
Yeah, that John Kerry, what a liar.
Shot himself, what, 4 or 5 times?
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Hey, Sue in Calgary. I'm sorry. I was not paying attention and got fascinated with the conversation with you. That's the reason we had to bail out so quickly. But we love you. Call back, Sue, another night. Thank you. I hate that when I do that. I just, you know, I'm sitting here just being entertained. And I mean that in a very respectful way. And clock just devours me. Robert is calling from Atlanta. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing there, guy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you, Robert?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. I really don't have a lot to say. I just wanted to call and let you know that you've got more than 6 listeners here in Atlanta.
Well, that's
and
good.
I just want to say one other thing. I think Bush, the top five, the Bush, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld, they all need to be put in jail. In fact, a cell right next to Saddam Hussein.
I hear that loud and clear. Loud and clear.
You take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.
Well, thank you, Robert. Thanks for checking in. That's great. Thank you, pal. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. So we have more than 6 listeners in there. Okay. Well, you know, in a couple of weeks, let word get out. You know, the bitch is back. Once word gets out. Right? J.D. is calling from Miami, Florida, who has been holding on for almost 2 hours. J.D., my apologies. Thank you for sticking around. Welcome to the program.
Hey, man, if I've been waiting 57 years for Air America, I could wait another hour.
All right. Amen and amen. I hear that, J.D.
I'm telling you now. Yeah. Listen, I just want to talk about the tactic that was used on that letter that Dan Rather received. Now, once upon a time, back in 51, there was a movie made with Richard Widmark called Halls of Montezuma.
Yeah.
You remember that movie?
Okay,
I won't waste your time. I'll get right to it for you.
Okay.
Now, the Japanese had a rocket base.
Yeah.
And they had the Marines pinned down, so
yeah,
they couldn't move to the next mission.
Right.
So the Marines called in the Air Force, and, I mean, they bombed that mountain, and they couldn't knock out those rockets.
Couldn't knock them out.
Right.
Right.
Do you know why?
They were impossible to knock out?
No.
Well, why then?
Well, let's take, for instance, the Marines were facing the north side of the mountain.
North side of the mountain.
Right. Let's say they were facing the north side of the mountain.
Okay.
Every time they tried to move, they got rocketed, right?
All right, hold on. So I'm diagramming this. I've got a sheet of paper. The Marines are facing the north side of the mountain. All right, I got it. Got it. Got it. Okay.
Okay, so now every time they try to move, they would get rocketed, right?
Right, okay.
Okay, now what would you do? You call in your Air Force and you have them to hit that mountain.
Right, that's what I would do.
Right, what side of the mountain would you hit?
North side.
Why?
Because that's the side I'm facing.
Right. But you know what?
What?
When they finally caught up with the Japanese and they had a prisoner,
Yeah?
And he changed uniforms with the private, even though he was a general.
Get out of here, did he?
Check the movie out.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Go ahead. So wait a minute. I'm starting to get ahead of here. The rockets were on the south side of the mountain.
How did you guess?
Man, I didn't fall off the... I didn't fall off the turn-up truck last night. Listen, if they're not on the north side, they got to be on the south side.
But you know how the Americans finally found out?
They looked.
No, when they got a letter from the Republicans.
They got a letter from the Republicans.
Yes. And all they did was they just maneuvered just a few letters, you know, to make it look a little different so they can say, hey, this is fake.
Oh.
Although the rockets were real and so was the information on the letter.
And the mountain.
Right.
Yeah.
The information on the letter that Dan Rather wrote, was reading.
Yeah.
The facts were true on it, but they just had...
They had the wrong side of the mountain. I get it. J.D., thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Richard Widmark, the Halls of Montezuma. No, that wasn't it. It was, what was it? No. Was that the movie, the Halls of Montezuma? All right, whatever. That's great, J.D., thank you. J.D. held on for 2 hours to tell me about it. Thank you, J.D. Damn. J.D. is, I don't know if y'all know or don't know J.D., but he is my man. J.D. is my man. He will hold on for 2 hours to tell me about that Richard Widmark movie. I actually like Richard Widmark. He's a little cold looking, but, you know, I kind of like him a little bit. Not a whole lot. Al is calling from Brooklyn. Al, welcome to the program. Don't tell me about any movies, okay?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Oh.
What's up?
Okay, I just want to tell you one thing. You know those right-wing, born-again Christians say, I found Jesus?
Yes.
Actually, I found you because I listened to you by mistake for the first time in a week ago, and I said, Mamma mia, I found Jesus. And I'm really glad. I thought I'm the last liberal in the USA.
No, we got a whole network full. We've got a whole network full of them here. Haven't you been listening during the day?
No. I actually only listen to WBAI.
Oh, no, no. Listen to WLIB in New York, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm listening to. I said, by mistake, I went to it, and I said, Mamma mia, I love these people.
Okay.
However, here's the thing. You see, you are very smart, Michael. How come you did not figure it out? Those gangsters in the office are masters of deceptions, lying. They make this guy, what's his name, the propaganda minister in Germany?
Goebbels?
Goebbels. He's nothing compared to these people.
That's true. That's very true. I don't know how I let that get past me.
Now with this letter of Dan Rather,
yeah,
that's a setup. That's a diversion. They want people, take the people away from the real issues that, like, the big mess in Iraq, which I really don't think even if Kerry takes over, what he's going to do about it.
I don't know.
And the economy, which is going bad, and the fact that this is the first president since Herbert Hoover that did not add one job to the economy. Nobody's talking about that. They only talk about the letter.
I know. It's crazy.
I really understand what's wrong with us people about what's wrong with Americans. You see, then you would think that demonstration people would offer blood of the Bush crime family.
Really?
But somehow they're like walking like zombies following them.
I know.
I don't know what is it. You know what's really funny? I was talking to a friend of mine. This guy, I really got no reason to be a Republican. He's on the Republican ticket just for one issue, Michael. You know what is it?
No. What is it?
You never guess it. Gay marriage. I said, you know something? We never have any problem with the economy, anything, but only the gay marriage issue. That's why you're going to vote Republican?
Yeah, isn't that
crazy? But that's how people talk.
That's crazy, yeah.
Maybe you know it better than me.
Yeah, yeah. It's you're absolutely right, Al. So many of us in this country. That's what the book, What's the Matter with Kansas? That's a new book. That's what that book is all about, how working-class, middle-class Americans who should know better will vote against their own interests just because they don't want people who happen to be gay to get married, just because they don't want women who want to have an abortion get one, just because, you know, it just goes on and on. They're convinced that the Democrats will steal their guns.
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy.
I'm puzzled. This is strange. I mean, I really, you know, hope more people like you enlighten the American people or help them to wake up from this zombie state and put these guys away forever behind bars together with Saddam or, you know what, with Genghis Khan and Hitler.
I hear you.
Al, good night.
It's good
to
hear.
I love you, really.
It's good to hear from you. I hope you call again, okay?
That's
it. Okay, you take care, Al. That's Al from Brooklyn. Carrie is calling from the Denver area. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, listen, I listened to your whole thing about Bush with the Hispanic crowd, and yeah. I read a column the other day, and I kind of agree with it because it was written by a Hispanic guy, and I just, you know, working around people who speak different languages, they're kind of sensitive. And, you know, Bush has a Hispanic following. We cannot ignore that. People, you know, Hispanic people, he does have a following. And I don't think it's good for us to make fun of, I don't think they were laughing at him in a malicious way. I think they somewhat appreciate that he even tries to speak Spanish to them. Because they understand when they go out and have to speak English that it's hard for them, and they don't like people laughing at them. But
one of the Spanish speakers that was there was Elizabeth Vargas. She doesn't have any problems speaking English. She's an anchor for ABC.
Right.
ABC News. She's the big anchor now who substitutes for Peter Jennings. Jimmy Smits was there. I don't think
he. What was he doing there?
Well, he's Latino. But just because he has a name that doesn't sound Latino,
Is he a Bush supporter?
Yeah. I would think.
His new TV show.
I would think that Spanish speakers who are not Bush supporters would not show up. The thing that irritates me is let's assume that what you're saying is correct. Bush is using these people, and the people who were invited, I will guarantee you, these are not working class Latinos. These are not people who try to operate without health care. These are not people who are treated like dirt because they come into this country, somehow they get a green card, and they wind up, they can't get a decent job because their skin's a little bit darker or they've got an accent. Bush uses these people.
And
he uses every so-called minority group. What Bush doesn't understand is that he is a minority. But I know
a lot of people. I have friends here who, you know, their family in San Diego, they're Hispanic and they're Bush supporters.
Right. I hear you. But my point, Carrie, is what it would be for anybody who supports Bush. Somebody, a Latino person or a Spanish speaker who supports Bush is like an Irish person who supports Bush or a Catholic person who supports Bush. Obviously, they're supporting the devil. And to me, those people are fair game. And I will attack them and mock them. I don't respect them because they obviously have a brain just like I do, just like you do. And if they can't sort through the damage this man is done, then I, you know, just no mercy. Carrie, there's some music, Carrie. I got a boogie. Thanks a lot, Carrie. I appreciate you checking in. You take care, all right?
Yeah, bye.
All right, talk to you again, I hope, sometime. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
George W. Bush, gonna give us a push. He's the man who do what's right for me and you.
Guess what?
what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Ten before the hour. Roll the credits. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and our resident rock star at Air America Radio, Jason Isaac. The fabulous Linda Blake answered your calls. The executive producer is Catherine Bay, she who must be obeyed. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch of WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the programs, and we invite you to check out AirAmericaRadio.com. All sorts of wonderful things. Do we have video poker there yet? No? Still, okay, well, eventually we'll get it. Bob is calling from Queens, New York. Bob, welcome to the program.
How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I've been witnessing these slimeball Republicans in presidential elections going back almost 20 years. What mm-hmm. they do is they distract the people and distort things and get people away from the main issues. In 88 against Dukakis, it was the Pledge of Allegiance, and he's a card-carrying member of the ACLU.
Right.
In 92 was Clinton, and it was inhaling pot and draft dodging. In 96, it was the Lincoln bedroom, and against Dole, who was a World War II hero, they tried the draft dodging again, only it didn't work. In 2000, glomming onto the fact that Clinton had told a lie about a girlfriend, Gore also was a fibber. He invented the internet, the love story stuff. And the one I loved is that Gore went down to Texas to inspect the tornado.
Yeah.
And he said he was with James Lee Witt, the head of FEMA.
Right.
In fact, Gore had it wrong. He was with James Lee Witt's assistant.
Oh, my God!
And the media gave this attention for, he's a fibber.
Sure.
I mean, I've never seen, and this year, it's Kerry's a flip-flopper. He's weak on defense, and I'll keep you safe. These people have absolutely no shame. They are brigands, they are thieves, and they are slime balls.
And not only that, they're Republicans, which is the worst thing you could be.
But, Mike, what I don't understand is how the media goes along with these stories about Kathleen Willey for a week and Juanita Broadwick, who comes out of the woodwork after 23 years and says he raped me 23 years ago. And the media stays on these stories for a week.
Because media in this country, mainstream media and not so mainstream media, is salacious. It is tabloidized. It is filth. It is Matt Drudge. It is Rush Limbaugh. It is.
Do you know that Sean Hannity spent a week on a supposed black love child of Bill Clinton named Danny Williams, who looked like Clinton, black kid.
Yeah,
and then the DNA proved that it wasn't him, and there was no apology, there was no anything. And do you know that Abe Lincoln, who doesn't smile and put his arm around people and wasn't good-looking, could never be elected president today?
No, he probably couldn't. Think of Thomas Jefferson. My God, he had children who were not Caucasian. What about that?
That's true. And, you know, I was speaking to a Republican opponent in debating today. He's talking about that tougher, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said? You know what I said? When Reagan, when we lost 250 Marines in 1983 in Lebanon, what did Reagan do? How did he retaliate?
He attacked Grenada.
Yeah. And when the Korean airliner was shot down by the Russians and 26 Americans were killed, including congressmen, you know what the tough Ronald Reagan did? He boycotted Stolnicheva vodka for a few months, and the businesses said, we're losing money, and he lifted that boycott.
This was
the tough Reagan.
Sure, sure. I don't know. I share your frustration, Bob. The neo-Nazis in this country, the Bush crime family, they have the perfect accomplices, and that is mainstream media. Let's never forget that NBC is owned, for example, NBC is owned by General Electric, the biggest weapons manufacturer in the history of the human race. Newspapers, television networks, radio networks, they are owned by corporate interests. Corporate interests are interested in one thing and one thing only. Show me a profit.
But, Mike, it's not just that. They only have 22 minutes. Jennings, Rather, and...
Right, Google. Right. Well,
they've got to spend some time on Hurricane Ivan.
Sure.
They've got to spend some time on Lacey Peterson.
But all they want, just bring me the warm bodies. That's what corporate media says. Bring me the bodies. I don't care. Now, if they're marketing people, say, well, if you want the bodies to satisfy the advertisers, then you got to talk about Kobe Bryant. You got to talk about Lacey Peterson. You got to talk about Michael Jackson, and you got to talk about the hurricane.
We've got 49 days left, and these hoers are complicit in this situation, these media hoers.
Yeah, they are indeed. They are indeed. Bob,
you're doing a great job, Mike.
Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. It gets frustrating. You know, I hear a lot of calls. It amazes me the intelligence of people who listen to and call liberal talk radio. I'm serious because and maybe we're not so intelligent. Maybe we're just common sense. And we know what's going on. We know how we've been pimped, how we've been seriously pimped by media. We know this. You know, we know it. We know how we are treated like street prostitutes by the Bush crime family. We know. We see it. We see it every day. And we freak when we also know that 55 or 53 or 59 or 42 or 6 or nothing or whatever the percentage is today or tomorrow or next week supports the Bush crime family. And we're dumbfounded. You know, Bob and I and you know, we're not brilliant. We're probably average or a little bit above in intelligence. All right, a little bit above. All right, maybe a little bit more than above. But we live in the same culture. We see the same things as these brain-dead, mouth-breathing, slack-jawed, dead-in-the-eyes Republicans who are going to do their damnedest to give Bush another 4 years to shred this culture, this society, this country, our diversity. These sick bastards, I just get so sick of it. I get like Bob, I just get so angry, so frustrated. And I'm not John Daly. I mean John Stewart. I can't do humor. I'm not Al Franken. I get frustrated. I get frustrated. We're almost out of time, but Doug has called in from North Carolina. Doug, welcome to the program. I'm sorry to do this to you, pal, but we got about a minute.
Oh, you got a minute?
Yeah, that's all. I can take you tomorrow. Can you call in tomorrow?
I'll try to call in tomorrow. That'd be fine.
All right, Doug, thank you. We'll take your call. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm off my nut tonight, and I just let the clock get past me, okay?
I appreciate you being there.
All right, Doug, thanks. See if Doug calls in tomorrow, and we'll talk to him tomorrow, because we're just about flat out of time. But the, you know, that frustration, I don't care if you're Bob in Queens or Mary in Phoenix or Ralph in L.A., you know, it's just that once you've seen behind the curtain, you know, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to pretend like Sean Hannity does and the rest of these thugs? No, we can't pretend. Ah. We'll try to sort it all out again tomorrow night, huh? Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Y'all are a great audience. Atlanta! We're in Atlanta! And 29 other markets, and soon it's going to be 50, and then 75, then 100. Hey, y'all take care. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Chris and Jim, leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Iraq, beyond embarrassing. Senate Republicans today denounced the Bush administration's slow progress in rebuilding Iraq, saying the risks of failure are great if it doesn't act with greater urgency. Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska said, quote, "It's beyond pitiful. It's beyond embarrassing. It's now in the zone of dangerous." He's referring to figures that show only about 6% of the reconstruction money approved by Congress last year has actually been spent in Iraq. Senator Hagel said, it does not add up, in my opinion, to a pretty picture, to a picture that shows that we're winning, but it does add up to this, an acknowledgement that we are in deep trouble, unquote. Hagel, the committee chairman Richard Lugar, Republican of Indiana, and other committee members have long argued, even before the war, the administration plans for rebuilding Iraq were inadequate and based on overly optimistic assumptions. Republican Senator Lugar said, quote, "Our committee heard blindly optimistic people from the administration prior to the war and people outside the administration." He says he calls them the dancing in the street crowd. "They just simply will be greeted with open arms," Lugar said. "The nonsense of all that is apparent. The lack of planning is apparent." John Kerry today criticized George W. Bush's economic record, saying Bush created, quote, "more excuses than jobs and abandoned the middle class." Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, Kerry said the president's insisting his record is just the result of bad luck.